You're listening to an African Elements top news story for April 10th, 2026. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Ethiopian TPS win, why courts halted mass deportation. A recent federal court ruling marks a major turning point in national immigration policy. A federal judge recently halted the termination of temporary protected status for Ethiopia. This crucial decision stopped a sweeping move that would have left thousands of families vulnerable to immediate deportation. It represents a massive Ethiopian TPS win for immigrant communities across the country. This victory is the culmination of long legal battles and severe humanitarian crises. It also highlights a complex constitutional struggle over executive branch power. Around 5,000 Ethiopian nationals currently hold this vital protected status. These individuals can now breathe a temporary sigh of relief. The court ruling prevents their immediate removal from the United States. Advocacy groups view this legal victory as a critical check on government authority. For the thousands of families involved, the stakes are incredibly high. Many have established deep roots in their local communities over the past several years. The abrupt cancellation of their legal status caused immense fear and panic. This court decision provides essential protection while the legal process continues to unfold. The foundation of this current legal battle begins with the Immigration Act of 1990. President George H.W. Bush signed this important bipartisan legislation into law. The act officially created the Temporary Protected Status Program. It functions as a necessary humanitarian safety valve for the American immigration system. Before 1990, the government used a discretionary system called Extended Voluntary Departure. Congress replaced this older system with a much more structured and statutory method. The Secretary of Homeland Security can now legally protect foreign nationals from deportation. This designation applies when their home countries face ongoing armed conflict or major environmental disasters. Beneficiaries receive an employment authorization document to work legally within the United States. They also obtain a Social Security number to participate fully in the economy. Once granted this status, an individual cannot face detention based solely on their immigration status. However, this designation does not create a direct path to a green card or citizenship. It simply provides a legal bridge to remain safe during a crisis. While this humanitarian protection has existed for decades, Ethiopia is a recent addition to the list. For many years, Ethiopian migration was largely driven by the 1974 revolution and subsequent civil wars. However, the devastating Tigray War drastically changed the modern landscape. This brutal conflict began in 2020 and caused massive population displacement across the region. It also created severe famine conditions and widespread human rights violations. The United States government officially designated Ethiopia for protection in December 2022. The government initially estimated that up to 30,000 individuals were potentially eligible for this program. Today, only a small fraction of those people have successfully enrolled. High application fees and deep-seated fears of government surveillance act as major systemic barriers. The combined cost of the necessary application forms can easily exceed $500 per person. This high financial cost is often prohibitive for low-income families seeking safety. Furthermore, many eligible individuals fear that providing their home address to the government will make them eventual deportation targets. The current legal battle stems from a recent and drastic shift in federal government policy. Following the election of current President Donald Trump, the administration took a hardline stance on immigration. The Department of Homeland Security officially announced the termination of Ethiopia's protected status. This termination was scheduled to become strictly effective in February 2026. The administration argued that the original Tigray conflict had largely subsided over time. Administration officials claimed that temporary protections must remain strictly temporary by legal definition. As a result, they stated that physical conditions in Ethiopia no longer met the legal threshold for safety. This sudden announcement caused immediate panic and distress across the entire African diaspora. Advocacy groups and Ethiopian nationals quickly organized to file a class action lawsuit in Massachusetts. They argued that the sudden termination was politically motivated rather than based on facts. The plaintiffs stated the decision clearly violated federal laws governing standard agency procedures. The class action lawsuit relied heavily on a fundamental law called the Administrative Procedure Act. This essential federal law governs how federal agencies develop and issue their regulations. It serves as a strict and necessary check on executive branch power. The law requires government agencies to provide a reasoned explanation for their major actions. It strongly prevents sudden policy reversals without carefully considering the people directly affected by the changes. Under this specific act, agencies must actively consult with foreign policy experts to accurately assess country safety. Plaintiffs in the lawsuit argued the current administration failed to properly consult with the State Department. They claimed the sudden termination decision was entirely preordained and willfully ignored factual field evidence. In social justice litigation, advocates often use this act to firmly challenge sudden executive policy shifts. It provides a robust legal framework to prove a government decision severely lacked factual backing. The presiding judge ultimately agreed that the administration improperly bypassed these mandatory statutory procedures. Ethiopian immigrants are deeply and thoroughly integrated into the broader American economy. Research from the Center for Migration Studies vividly highlights this profound social connection. Among the protected population, 83% are completely fluent in the English language. Furthermore, 46% have attended college or completed higher education degree programs. These individuals maintain high rates of continuous labor force participation. Many of these protected workers hold critical roles in essential sectors like healthcare, transportation, and hospitality. 72% currently possess health insurance, indicating very high rates of formal, stable employment. Mass deportation would instantly remove these vital workers from the fragile national economy. It would also lead to millions of dollars in lost federal and state tax revenue. These families consistently pay into Social Security and aggressively support local businesses. Their ongoing perseverance clearly demonstrates the strength and resilience required to navigate systemic challenges. Their collective economic contributions to American society remain undeniably strong. The immediate impact of this judicial ruling is highly concentrated in a few specific geographic regions. Nearly one-third of all potentially eligible Ethiopians live within the greater capital region. This dense area includes the Virginia, Maryland, and Washington, D.C., metropolitan sectors. Other significant population clusters prominently exist in states like Texas, California, and Nevada. The D.C. area famously serves as the home to the largest Ethiopian diaspora in the nation. A sudden and forceful removal of these established workers would cause severe local economic disruption. It would actively trigger a massive and devastating brain drain for the entire capital region. Mass deportation would likely lead to immediate home foreclosures and immense financial distress. It could also directly cause the devastating collapse of small businesses in specific Little Ethiopia neighborhoods. These unique communities have deliberately built very strong social fabrics over many decades. The sudden loss of these established residents would completely devastate the local municipal economies. The federal court ruling critically prevents this massive neighborhood destabilization from occurring. The federal government incorrectly argued that the Tigray War recently reached a lasting peace agreement. However, widespread physical violence has simply shifted into other highly volatile regional territories. Severe hostilities continue daily in the Oromia and Amhara regions of the country. These bloody conflicts involve armed ethnic militias fighting directly against the central federal government. In the Amhara region, government officials formally declared a strict state of emergency. This emergency declaration occurred due to extremely violent clashes over civilian disarmament disputes. Meanwhile, a deadly insurgency persistently continues throughout the massive Oromia region. Human rights groups publish widespread reports indicating arbitrary arrests, targeted kidnappings, and frequent drone strikes. These grim conditions make it entirely impossible to legally claim that local safety has substantially improved. Unchecked ethnic violence has deliberately created a severe and ongoing humanitarian crisis. This crisis clearly qualifies as an extraordinary condition under federal immigration law. Forcibly returning families to these unstable regions would place them in severe immediate danger. This monumental legal victory clearly intersects deeply with the broader African-American civil rights movement. Advocacy organizations increasingly view this specific legal struggle as a prominent Black migrant issue. Historic civil rights organizations frequently join forces with progressive immigrant rights groups. Together, they relentlessly fight against clear systemic bias in national immigration enforcement policies. Major organizations routinely file formal legal briefs, strongly arguing against these specific program terminations. They firmly state that ending legal protections for majority Black countries is frequently motivated by inherent racial bias. Statistical data proves that Black migrants consistently face higher rates of strict detention and eventual deportation than other groups. The ongoing fight for equal protection echoes deep historical battles for true liberation. It closely mirrors the systemic reasons why the Reconstruction failed to live up to its highest promises of equality. Meaningful social justice fundamentally includes the basic human right of members of the Black diaspora to remain safe. They absolutely deserve to live fully free from sudden, arbitrary state-sponsored displacement. United States District Judge Brian Murphy formally granted a necessary preliminary injunction in April 2026. This critical legal action temporarily halts the scheduled policy termination while the complex lawsuit is pending. It serves as an incredibly important procedural step in the ongoing litigation process. However, it is definitively not a final legal ruling on the complete merits of the case. The primary judicial purpose is to preserve the current societal situation and actively prevent irreparable harm. Plaintiffs successfully demonstrated a very strong chance of winning the full trial based on available evidence. The federal judge clearly emphasized that presidential whims cannot legally supplant standing statutory agency obligations. This definitive statement marks a highly significant setback for administration efforts to drastically narrow these protections. The preliminary injunction quickly provides essential immediate relief for thousands of vulnerable individuals. It legally allows them to keep their essential work permits and safely stay inside the country. They remain completely legally safe while the extensive legal battle continues through the federal court system. The groundbreaking Ethiopian case serves as a highly critical bellwether for many other targeted African nations. Countries like Sudan, South Sudan, and Somalia currently hold similar vital protected immigration statuses. The current presidential administration has aggressively attempted to formally terminate legal status for numerous designated nations. These sweeping attempts directly impact over 1 million innocent people in total across the United States. By effectively halting the initial termination, the federal court provided a remarkably clear legal framework for future cases. Legal advocates can now use this specific framework to successfully challenge future discriminatory policymaking decisions. The significant victory powerfully reinforces the specific constitutional role of Congress in dictating immigration law. It officially ensures that essential humanitarian protections remain firmly based on rigorous, fully evidence-based legal reviews. For African immigrant communities, it actively serves as a massive and unprecedented legal precedent. It offers tremendous hope for those still fighting against unjust state-sponsored displacement. These families consistently display the enduring strength and evolution fundamentally required to survive immense ongoing hardships. The profound legal fight for permanent and unshakable legal status powerfully continues across the entire nation. Copyright African Elements.